Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. Now, this morning's essay draws its inspiration from a meme that made the rounds on social media a couple of months ago. I'd like to credit the original source, but since I can't find one, I'll just thank the world for a good idea. There's a new dining destination coming to town, and it couldn't come at a better time. The decor has not been chosen, and the location is undecided. For that matter, the menu is completely up in the air. Steph has yet to be hired, and it doesn't have a chef yet. But there are two things that the owners have decided for sure. One is the culture of the place, what it stands for, and the other is its name. Welcome to the Freedom Cafe, where we trust you to make your own choices. If you want to wear a face mask, go right ahead. If you choose not to, well, this is America, after all. No one has the right to tell you what to do. Please spare your fellow diners the intrusion of your shattered positions, pro and anti-mask. Everyone already has their own facts, and you're not going to change them. Diners will be able to sit at any open table. The table separated by just enough room for your server to walk between them. If you're worried about being too close to the next table, then try sitting back to back. The bar will be crowded, so if you don't want to get sneezed on, don't sit at the bar. In that same spirit of individual liberty, the Freedom Cafe will allow its staff to make their own choices about the safety procedures they prefer to follow as they prepare and serve your food. It seems unfair to require certain behaviors of them if certain other behaviors are left entirely up to the diners. The cafe will encourage their employees to wash their hands after using the bathroom before returning to the kitchen or serving at your table. Some of them will choose not to wash. We support their freedom to make that choice. It's not our place to tell any citizen what to do. Some of the cooks will prefer to use the same utensils for multiple ingredients, and that might include products to which some of you might be allergic. The cafe regrets that some of you will get sick, but hey, that's the chance you take when you choose to dine out. If you can't take the heat, stay out of the kitchen. Some servers will touch your food as they serve it. There is no reason why a healthy person with clean hands shouldn't touch your food. We'll take our servers' word that they are in good health and that they have clean hands. And you should, too. In the dish pit, water temperatures and detergents, well, they're discretionary. The dishwasher's choice. Our liberty-loving dish team is free to decide if and how to wash the tableware that you'll use. Once again, we're all free adults here. You take a chance every time you cross the street, every time you get behind the wheel of your car, right? There's risk involved. Risk to yourself and risk to the person you might crash into. We all take risks every day. That's life. Now, some of you will get sick. A very small number to be sure, but sick nonetheless. It's important to remember that almost everyone survives food poisoning. The mortality rate is extremely low. The cafe thinks that a certain tiny number of deaths out of a very large sample of the population will be a small cost when compared to the enormous benefit derived from exercising your right to be left alone. The cafe does make this promise. If you get sick in our house, your next meal is on us. We live in a country where our pursuit of happiness is constitutionally guaranteed, and that any infringement on that pursuit is not only an insult to its citizens, but a danger to the Republic. The cafe has its own small role to play in the fight to ensure that diners and restaurant workers alike will be free to pursue their American happiness by doing whatever the hell they want to do. So whenever it opens, wherever it ends up locating, whomever it hires, and whatever food it serves, the cafe wants you to know one thing for sure. Your personal liberties will be safe there. Your freedom will be as uninfringed as freedom can be. You'll be in good hands at the Freedom Cafe, washed or not.